from KQED.
New legislation working its way through Sacramento could ease penalties for some juvenile offenders, including those who commit murder. The legislation is inspired by a case out of Riverside involving a 10-year-old boy who shot and killed his father several years ago. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
Early on a Sunday morning, 10-year-old Joseph Hall slipped out of bed, took a loaded revolver from his parents' bedroom, and crept downstairs where his father lay sleeping.
He knew where the guns were kept. The guns were unlocked.
Ambrosio Rodriguez is a former Riverside County prosecutor who was assigned to the case. The father, Jeff Hall, was a rising star in the neo-Nazi movement. He had taught his son Joseph how to shoot. In a videotaped interview with detectives, the boy says he stood over his father and aimed the revolver at his head. Joseph says the gun was so heavy, he needed two fingers to squeeze the trigger.
It goes off, and he does what any kid does when they do something bad and they've made a mess. He ran upstairs and got under the covers and pretended to be asleep.
Joseph told police he had grown weary of his father's physical and verbal abuse and his infidelity to his stepmother. Rodriguez says further investigation revealed a child beset with challenges, a severe learning disability, a history of violent outbursts, school expulsions, and parents ill-equipped to cope.
His mother was so bad that she lost all of her parental rights to an underemployed Nazi plumber. The defense was willing to plead to something other than first-degree murder. You know, I wanted to be just as involved with Joseph's recovery.
Instead, the case was reassigned to another prosecutor, and the DA's office pushed the case to trial. The boy was eventually found responsible for the killing, which is the equivalent of a guilty verdict in adult court. The judge gave Joseph the maximum sentence for a killer his age, up to 10 years in California's juvenile detention system. Even though the boy's public defender had secured a place for Joseph in a private, out-of-state holding facility where his behavioral and psychological needs could be better addressed.
In Joseph's case, evidence of his abuse did come in the trial phase. But how is it weighed?
Poonam Graywall is Joseph's new attorney. She's asking the court to reopen the sentencing hearing to allow new evidence of Joseph's disabilities and abusive upbringing.
Had Joseph been an adult, the evidence of the abuse against the adult, that the spouse was extremely verbally abusive, mentally abusive, physically abusive, would have come in to actually mitigate the sentence or as a complete defense. In a way that we weigh evidence of abuse in a battered woman syndrome type of defense. We don't have that for children.
But that could change under a new proposal from Democratic State Senator Leland Yee of San Mateo. If passed, it could make it easier for young offenders like Joseph Hall to be held in alternative settings outside state juvenile lockups by requiring judges to take into consideration a child's personal history of abuse and neglect.
So this no longer becomes an option. And I'm not talking about letting Joseph Hall out scot-free. I'm saying that at least sentence him on the condition that he gets some help.
Because if juvenile offenders like Joseph Hall, prone to violence with deep psychological and developmental challenges, do not get that treatment,
they often stay frozen in time.
University of South Florida criminologist Kathleen Heidi is a leading expert on children who kill and what becomes of them after their crimes are committed.
I've had cases where I go back and 20 years have passed, but they're still developmentally at that age of 15 and 17. If that's not dealt with, we could have another incident of lethal violence.
Heidi says more and more states are reconsidering juvenile sentencing and placement schemes. In 2005, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the use of the death penalty for juvenile offenders under the age of 18 was unconstitutional. It later made a similar ruling regarding mandatory life sentences.
If the justices of the Supreme Court are recognizing that sentencing structures ought to be different for juveniles based on their developmental maturity, then the states need to look at this. So in the case of California, I think it's very appropriate to be looking at this and hold at least the hope for these kids that they can be released at some point.
Even some advocates for victims of juvenile crimes generally support legislation like Leland Yee's. Phyllis Loya is with the National Organization of Victims of Juvenile Lifers, an advocacy group based in Minnesota. While supportive, she also worries that an overemphasis on a juvenile defender's troubled upbringing could be used as a get-out-of-jail-free card when serious crimes are committed.
So I think it's wise to let the judge consider it, but not mandate what weight they should give it, or that it should result in a certain reduction to the sentence.
As for the now 13-year-old killer who inspired the pending state legislation, Joseph Hall will remain in juvenile detention until the age of 23. He could be eligible for parole in 7 years. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.